Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. Fire officials in Marshfield say a family is lucky not to be displaced after a fire broke out recently in the upper level of their home. Deputy Chief Jody Clements says a call came in of a mattress on fire.
We pulled an inch and three-quarter line and was able to put the fire out, and it was confined to the item and to the room.
He says the home did not have a working smoke detector, meaning the incident can be a reminder for residents all across the region to check those when they get home tonight.
Everyone should make sure that you have a working smoke detector on each level of your home and also a carbon monoxide detector. Make sure that they're there and they're functioning.
He says the quick action by the resident in the home and a quick response by the firefighters were able to keep things from getting worse. Clements says the investigation is still open, but it appears the fire was caused by a smoking apparatus left on a mattress. No one was hurt in the blaze. And a 27-year-old man from Marathon County will be sentenced in March for shooting three people, leaving two of them dead. Tyler Zimmerman told investigators he thought his fiancée was cheating on him. The Unity man went to her Abbotsford home in January and started shooting. 25-year-old Dwayne Hostetler Jr. and 21-year-old Sierra Hardrath were killed. 18-year-old Megan Dupuy was wounded. And the Wisconsin Policy Forum reports state and local taxes as a part of personal income have dropped to levels not seen since 1970. Taxes accounted for 10.5% of income, down a tenth of a point. The figures represent a seventh straight year of declines. Analysts say the tax burden dropped mostly because personal income was going up faster than taxes were. Income for Wisconsin residents jumped by 3.6%, while local and federal taxes were up by a combined 3%. And Speaker Paul Ryan says the U.S. House of Representatives made a great and lasting difference in the trajectory of the country under his watch. The Wisconsin Republican gave a farewell address at the Library of Congress Wednesday. Ryan acknowledged falling short of his goals for entitlement reform, calling that unfinished business. He also expressed concern about sharp partisanship and the toxic political rhetoric that is coming out of Washington. The owner of an apartment building in Montello says his century-old structure is solid, but the facade fell to the street Wednesday afternoon. More than a dozen residents are homeless after an engineer checks into that problem. Local officials want to make sure no more bricks will fall off the building to the sidewalk below. Owner Dennis Whitemarsh says he doesn't think his tenants will be out of their homes for more than a couple of days. No one was injured, and the cleanup is underway. And the Milwaukee Police and Fire Commission have decided former police officer Eric Andrade isn't getting his job back. The decision was made Wednesday. Andrade was fired for a controversial social media post after he was involved in the arrest of Milwaukee Bucks guard Sterling Brown. The player was tased, and Andrade's attorney has pointed out none of the officers involved in the actual tasing has been fired. Andrade was once labeled a hero for running into a burning building and saving lives 2 years ago. And a correctional officer at the Milwaukee County Jail could face more than 7 years in jail if convicted on two federal charges. 43-year-old Rashad Farrakhan says he lost control when an inmate was laughing at him last November. Farrakhan was charged with misconduct in public office and abuse of a resident at a penal facility. He was arrested 3.5 weeks after the attack on the inmate identified in court papers as TM. The weather forecast for this afternoon: look for skies to remain cloudy, some scattered snow showers, maybe some rain. Temperatures falling to about 32 by 5 o'clock and gusty winds. For tonight, cloudy, low around 22. Friday, partly sunny, high 26 and breezy. Saturday, partly sunny, high near 28. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.